Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. The Sistine Chapel will soon be at the centre of attention here in the Vatican. It's where the cardinals will gather in conclave to elect the next successor of Peter. It was here too that on the eve of the Feast of All Saints 2012, Benedict XVI, and now Pope Emeritus, presided over Vespers in the footsteps of another predecessor to the See of Peter, Julius II, who lived 5 centuries ago. Remembered on both these occasions was the unveiling of Michelangelo's artwork on the central ceiling vault of this chapel, artistic masterpieces in which the 9 scenes from the Book of Genesis commissioned by Julius II are represented. In 2003, another pope, the now blessed John Paul II, published a book by the title of Roman Triptych, a collection of poems in which he refers to the Sistine Chapel. Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, describes this Roman triptych as a golden book which provides us with a key to better understanding Karol Wojtyła and his vision of the Sistine Chapel. In a few moments, she'll be sharing her insights into this book as well as her personal emotions, at least some of them, regarding the Sistine Chapel.
Unknown to most people, he published a book, tiny little book of poetry, in 2003, which has an introduction by Cardinal Ratzinger, where he speaks about creation, he speaks about the Sistine Chapel, and he speaks about the ultimate sacrifice in relation to Abraham and Isaac. And what's incredible about this book, apart from the fact that it's very little known, is the fact it's almost like a summing up of his entire life. I would say that it's almost like the golden book that opens the key to the secret of this man. For example, the first part of the book is relating to the concept of wonder and saying that human beings, unlike any other aspect of nature, can actually wonder. And then he's talking about the source. To find the source of a river, you have to walk up the river, go against the current, and when you find the source, you find the beginning, and when you find the beginning, you find the end, and you have this vision. And then he's talking about creation and the creative gaze of God, which is intimately related to the Sistine Chapel in general. And I was told that generally when he entered the Sistine, he would always stand and look at the fresco by Perugino, where you have Peter being given the keys, a silver key and a gold key by God, by Christ, and the significance of these keys. The silver one being the earthly power of the Vicar of Christ, and the golden key is the key that relates to the celestial sphere. So that when you stand in the doorway of the Sistine, it's like you're standing on the threshold of a book. And the book is, of course, the Word. And the Word was waiting for somebody to illustrate the Word. He said, it's a book of Genesis. And here in the Sistine, you're standing on the threshold of a book. But what you see here is not words, but the richness, the Word explained and illustrated with a richness and a riot of colours.
We are standing at the threshold of a book. It is the book of beginnings, Genesis. Here, in this chapel, Michelangelo penned it, not with words, but with the richness of a riot of colours. We enter in order to read it, passing from wonder to wonder. Here, then, we look and we see the beginning, which came forth from nothingness, in obedience to the creative word. It speaks from these walls, yet it is the end that speaks even more powerfully. Yes, the judgment is even more powerful. The judgment, the last judgment. This is the road that all of us walk, each one of us.
He totally understood this chapel, and he understood also the seriousness of it. He said that over the period of time, the Sistine was waiting for the person sent by God to illustrate the word on its walls. And for him, this was Michelangelo. Particularly, obviously, because he did the most work inside. And he mentions, like, this is the Sistine Chapel. I am calling you, Michelangelo. In the Vatican, a chapel awaits you. And it awaits the fruition of your vision. Will illustrate the glimpse of God so that everybody else can have an element of this glimpse of God. If you look at the ceiling, you see these wonderful scenes of creation where the word is becoming visible.
That the whole composition is deeply penetrated by a unique light and by a single artistic logic, the light and the logic of faith that the Church proclaims, confessing, we believe in one God, maker of heaven and earth,
he's illustrating the beginning, and then further down on the wall he's also illustrating the Last Judgment, which is the end, but as he says in this poetry, in the end you find also the beginning and you find the key. And he said, the beginning reveals the end, and if you see the origin of things, you can see where and why. And this is why the origin for the pilgrim is the word. And the word is the source of a vision. And human beings come from a vision. And this was Michelangelo's greatest, fantastic gift to humanity, to actually illustrate that vision, that gaze of God.
Well, thanks there go to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Innes, for sharing with us her expertise on the Sistine Chapel. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.